God on issues that deal with morality and life and the Word of God. And so we got an alert. In Washington State, there's a Senate Bill 5395 that requires all public schools to implement what they're calling comprehensive sexual education by 2021. It's up for public testimony on Tuesday. People are gathering in Olympia. People are writing their Congress people here in Olympia. But it's all about implementing comprehensive sexual education to children all the way down to kindergarten age. And the difficulty is the morality that's being taught is not godly biblical morality. So the parents need to be the ones doing that job. And so we want to give our input. We want to pray. We want to protect the children as we raise them in the way of the Lord, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Be aware of that. Be praying for that at the very least, if you would, and continue to pray for the leaders in our country. Because as you look around, how many of you know the answers aren't in government? The answers. We love and thank God for those who lead with righteousness, and there is nobody who's been elected as national pastor necessarily. By the way, I believe the chaplain in the Congress is really a powerful man of God. I don't know if you've ever heard him pray, but some of the most powerful prayers I've ever prayed. But Lord, we pray that you will move powerfully in our nation, our Congress, the Senate and the House, the Supreme Court, right up through the White House and the staff and those who are elected, those who are in administrative posts, sweep through our land, because Lord, we know you're the only God who can heal our land. We dedicate it all to you, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And they all said, amen.